is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Come on, church. Make some noise in this place.
Greeting. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
God is. Lord, we just come to you at this time, Lord. You seen what happened this morning. You heard the voice asking that we just make it a trend, Lord. We just asking, oh God, we open our hearts and spread the word on this morning as what we've seen here at New Scott Island Baptist Church, Lord. Let the world know it's only one way, Lord. Only you, Lord. And we just thank you, oh God, for this chance this morning to see things like this happen in our world just to move forward, Lord, with you, Lord. We just thank you, oh God, for this chance you've given us, oh God, for our children here this morning, Lord, for our church members here, Lord. We just want to show love, honor, and respect to you and each other on this morning. We want to imitate you on this morning, Lord. If we can, Lord, we just want you to just come into this house, Lord, and open up the doors, open up our eyes, and let them know, Lord, let us know, Lord, that you're the only way, Lord. We thank you on this morning. We just thank you, Lord. Only you, Lord. It's just nothing else, Lord, we can say. Just only you. You are the right way. We just thank you and just ask, oh God, that you just come and just continue to lift us and bring us through this week. If anything in your heart that you might have, put it on him. He will bring you through it. Whatever it might be, just open your mind up this morning. Give it to him. Help us this morning, Lord. We need you. We need you this morning, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Connected with Jesus Christ. When we with Christ, many people don't understand it. We read the Bible, quote scriptures and stuff, but what you don't understand, once Christ gets you in his cabinet, you're there to stay. You may have some ups and downs, but you're there to stay. There was a time in life where we had to offer a sacrificial lamb for 1 year, but Jesus got tired of that. And he said, I'm going to send the living sacrifice, holy and accepted unto you. It's reasonable for you to accept him. If you believe in his death, burial, and resurrection, then you are saved. He didn't say you might be, maybe so. He said you are saved. And once you get saved, your life changed from one degree to another degree, a higher degree. So we thank God for you today, my brother. You know, a testimony is good for our soul. When we spit out the thing that's in us that always hinder us, then we're going to be all right with the Lord. I thank God for all of you today. It's a blessing today to stand here and to try to share some thoughts with you from the Word. Today we're going to look at, in all obedience to all other words, to all the ministers in the house today, all the lay people and the faithful people that's here today. We're going to be talking today about a woman and an elect lady and the church of God, and how that we're supposed to praise and worship and love one another. Yes, sir. We're coming from John today, 2 John 1 through 6. It's one chapter, 1 through 6. And we're going to talk to you a little bit about it. I want you to understand who you are today. Yes, sir. I want you to understand who you are. And we're going to talk to you from 2 John, Epistle of John, verse 1 through 6. Say, the elders unto the elect lady and her children, whom I love in the truth, and not I only, but also all they that had known the truth. For the truth's sake, which dwelleth in us, and shall be with us forever. Grace be unto you, mercy and peace from God the Father, listen, and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and in love. I rejoice greatly that I found of thy children walking in the truth, as we have received a commandment from the Father. And now I beseech thee, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto thee, but that which we had from the beginning, that we love one another. And finally, and this is love, that we walk after his commandment. This is the commandment, that as ye have heard from the beginning, ye should walk therein. I thank God for you today. True believers, abide in Christ and keep his works. Abide in Christ and keep his works. The second epistle of John today, and it's a short epistle. This John, at this particular time, he's the oldest and the only disciple or apostle left out of the 12. During this time, John, to the church, he said to the church, he want to honor this lady. She's an old, cellar-aged lady. Holy Ghost filled, water baptized, speaking in tongues, got gifts of the Spirit running all through and over her. And John say, we got to honor that. In the beginning, God said the Word was the Word. The Word with God, Word was God. So when husband and wife marry, they become what? One. And because they one, they got to touch and agree. It's not one flesh, but it's one mind. See, we got to let the mind of Christ dwell where? In us. That verifies just who we are. When we can walk in the light, nobody in here ought to be able to throw their hand up and say, I'm Reverend Smith. I shouldn't have to do that. You should be able to see through me, Jesus Christ. If you don't see Christ in me, then I'm out of order. I mean, let's be real about it. It's time out for all that playing and stuff. He said, John here said to the elder, he's the elder, he's the oldest apostle, unto the elect lady. This lady was in the church. Now listen at this. You can look at it as the church, but I'm talking about this is a real woman here. She was holy, devout woman. She was a Holy Ghost filled woman. She loved everybody. Her report went all over town. Now I want to say I like to stay home. I ain't no copycat, nobody but Jesus. Do you not know we got some people here today, and I thank God for them. I've seen that in them. One like Charlotte Honore, Sister Bell, Sister Sister Carter, and my little sister here, Sister Rose Weekly. These are devoted, devout women of God that got the torch in their hand just like I got it in my hand. And they carry the torch and produce. They're training people. How many of us know today that these people in here, older women, the Bible said they blessed, they honored, and God ordained them. Elect mean God chose. See, Jacob had the 12 tribes of Israel. They were just a chosen one. But the elect come from Judah, which brought forth Jesus Christ. So we got to honor those people that's before us. We should never disrespect. Every time we go somewhere, young people, I still do it. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's the respect is due unto them. They raised us. They taught us. They sacrificed for us. They taught us the word of God. When we didn't know nothing, they tried to teach us the best of their ability. And we need to say, just thank you. Thank you. God brought them. There's but one Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit is not sexually orientated. Holy Spirit referenced as he, the Holy Ghost. He come from she, or she come from he. Adam was laid and put to sleep, and Eve was taken out of Adam. Since then, no man come in this world, nobody come in this world except through a woman. Why? Smith, why? That's the way God set it up. He had his blueprint before we ever got to this earth. The blueprint was already drawn up. And he had to fulfill it. And it was fulfilled through who? Jesus Christ. So the elect lady, you ought to be proud when you got elderly women in the church that's trying to teach people something. Should be proud. These people, even when the husband many times was out working, these women was at home trying to train the children, cook for them, feed them, and whatever it is, they was trying to take care of them. It said, to this elect lady and her children. How many times, I look at Sister Charlotte Honore sometime, I had never seen this in my life, and I am older than her. Sister Charlotte ain't never have a childhood. She never had a childhood in her life. When she was a little girl, she raised her whole family. Never seen that. I mean, that's the first time I ever seen that. A child raise a family. And most of them is older than her. But I thank God. See, what that is called, that's anointed by God. That's called God's anointing. I ain't talking about keeping noise. I say God's anointed. They can do all things. When Peter got the key, he got the key to everything in the kingdom. He didn't get the key for one door. He got the key for all doors. And you know what? When the Holy Spirit dwells in us, we're all the same, Sister Grace. I'm no different from you. That's just on the earth, we got different genders. But overall, we the same. When we get to heaven, won't be no male nor female. It's going to be one spirit. We're going to be in the whole full spirit of God. He said here, we got got to bless her. And John thinking of thanking God for her and portraying her, whom I love, in what? The truth. See, all you got to do is tell the truth. Why we like to lie so much? I'm talking to the church today. Why we lie so much in the church? Now, let's be honest. Look, God looking at me, he know I ain't playing with him. Look, why we lie so much in the church? We know better. I heard him say in Sunday school this morning, the Spirit already told you what to do. Why? Just do it. Stop lying. But we like to lie and put on fronts. Don't do that. Just be who you are. If you're great, be great. If you want to know much, you got to do much. If you want to run a lot of things, you got to run. You got to be a strong man, a strong woman. You got to be determined to be strong in the faith of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now he said here, John went on to say here, he said, look what he said, in whom I love. John said, I love that woman. And not just me, everybody she taught. I look at Sister Barrett, how many of y'all in here she didn't teach in school? Think about that. Just think about it. Think about all our teaching that we've come under in school. People looked out for our well-being when we didn't have sense enough to do it ourselves. But they looked out for us. They knew what was best for us. Well, in the church today, it ain't just the preacher. Anna was in the temple, the early church. Anna was in the temple. And when Jesus came, Mary and Joseph brought Jesus to be dedicated back to the Father. Simeon picked up. Pick Jesus up, off him to the Father, and the Bible says, I'm not talking about Lionel Smith, the Bible says Anna did a like thing. The same thing Simeon did, Anna did it, and God was satisfied. Ain't but one spirit, y'all, and that spirit live in all of us. It teach all of us. It instructs all of us. It leads and guides all of us into righteousness and in truth. But also, we look at this, how many people in the church that the ladies, we had strong women, I'm talking dedicated women, elect women from God. How many had taught us in Sunday school, BTU, in class, counsel you? How many times the Spirit fear? I know this, my sister was saved before I was. She used to tell me the right things to do, how to live, because she was already saved before I was. And you know what? I listen at them. Because we help us one of another. We heirs and what? Join heirs with Jesus Christ. We overcome by what? The power of God. He overshadows all our beliefs, all our deeds. When we accept him as Lord and Savior, Jesus covers us by his blood. And all of us got to go through the same process, whether you're male or female. I shouldn't have, you shouldn't have no respect of people in the church. The church is supposed to be a playground of perfection. We should all be able to come together and treat everybody the same, love one another, go beyond our own self to help one another. That's what the church is. When Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, Jesus told him in response, on this rock, the truth, I'll build my church. A lot of churches built on money, prestige. My good friend, there's a lot of them built on that. But they ain't going to make it. I'm telling you right now. It got to be built in Jesus, on Jesus, and through Jesus. And where is Jesus? The Word. Jesus is the Word. And everybody, she say, that taught, she taught and worked with, that know the truth, they blessed of God, already blessed. They ain't going to be blessed. They already blessed. Everybody. When we come up here, when I'm up teaching this now, and if you listen at it and receive it, if you hear and receive this word, I don't have sense enough to change it. For the truth's sake, watch this. What's the truth? Jesus is the truth. God is the truth. The Holy Spirit verified God and Jesus because it's the truth. The Holy Spirit ain't going to verify nothing that's not written in this book. He said here, for the truth's sake. Which dwelleth in, watch this, us. Why didn't say in three of us right here, three preachers? Why didn't say that? It's in you too, sister. It's in you too. Unless God lied, and I'm scared to even say what I just said. He can't lie. He said, before he lie, heaven and earth will pass away. He's not going to lie. Same spirit in all of us that we ministers for God is the same spirit. The only thing different with me, I'm just an overseer, but it's the same spirit. I'm no greater than nobody in here. But I just got, he put me in charge to teach and show by precepts and examples just who he is. And that's all my job is. And to walk in the light as he's in the light for the truth's sake, which dwelleth in all of us. Yeah, that's what I want to say. You know, I never want to get up and say I'm the man. That hurt me. When I hear people say that, hurts me bad. I'm the man. I wear the pain. A lot of you need to put some dresses on to me, look like. Because all that talk, that ain't worth healing me. You got to prove who you are. The Bible tell me, Lionel, you need a good report inside the church and a good report outside the church. Wherever you go, they ought to speak well of you. And then some people holler, if they say all good things about it, something wrong. No, it ain't. It's the righteousness of God prevailing. That's what it is, the righteousness of God prevailing in your life. I once was lost, but now I'm found. You ought to see light in me. You should see some light in me. The Bible says you need to honor these women, honor these men, honor these bishops, honor these apostles, because they done my work. Now watch what it say. He said, grace be with you. Watch this, grace. What is great unmerited favor of God? Something you didn't deserve to get, that God gave you freely. You didn't need it. You needed it, but you didn't deserve it. And I gave it to you freely. You ain't had to pay now a penny. I remember Simon, the sorcerer. When Peter and John them were working all these miracles and things, he came up to them and said, look, I got some money. I'm a kind of rich dude. I got some money. Look, I want to buy some of that what y'all do. I want to buy some Holy Ghost. And Peter said in return, look, you ain't even worthy of God's kingdom no more. You're trying to buy something you don't even own. Or I don't own. Nobody but God own it. We got to just tell it like it is. We the church, y'all. We are the church. We the people that God set apart for the work of the ministry. He said, grace be unto you. Mercy? Look, mercy. I'm the pastor. You're going to do what I say. You better do what I say. That's the devil in me if I do that. Know what the Lord say? Say, be merciful. Compare, you ain't got to make nobody do nothing in the church. I built the church, not them. If they don't want to do what you say, go on about your business. As long as you anchored in Christ. If I'm anchored in Christ, that's my job to tell you what to do. Not the deacon. That's my job to tell you what to do. And I tell the deacons what to do. That's not their job. That's my job to tell the whole church what to do. I got to instruct you in the righteousness, and every time I lie to you or tell you something that's not in the Bible, God going to chastise me. I got sense enough to know that, y'all. He going to chastise me. So then, he said, grace with you and mercy. We got to be mercy and compassion with people. We can't see everybody like we are. When I was a babe, when I was a child, I did childish things. Now, when I grew up, I put away childish things, did the things that's essential in my life. Things going to help the church, things ain't going to help me. And I love doing it. And that's what God wants from all of us, from the church. He said, grace and mercy. And then he said, peace. Good God Almighty Jesus. Peace. Peace. This peace that I give you, watch this. What is it? You know, they sign documents now in the government and say we're going to make peace with this country, make peace with that country. Damn, that don't mean nothing. It's a lot of stuff signed on paper. Don't never happen. See, we talk a lot of stuff out of our mouth. It don't never come forward. We said we're going to do this for you. Even election time coming up now. Everybody lying now. I don't know who to trust in no more. I don't know. God told me to run it, and now they want to run it. I'm not fit now. God sent me, elected me, but all of a sudden I ain't fit to tell them the truth. I don't understand that. I'm under the same word they under. The same word talking to me, talk to them. I can't make them straighten up, but I can tell them to straighten up. And I, my job is done. But if I don't go to you and say, look, you're out of line, can't get back a little bit, then that's on me. Y'all didn't know that, did you? If the deacon out of line, I'm supposed to call the deacon to not owe the whole congregation. I'm supposed to call him to the side and tell him, hey, Doc, you're a little bit out of line. Come back over a little bit. That's my job. That's my job. For God, not for man. Man will never agree with me because he's in the flesh. You got to walk in the spirit to agree with the things of God. What did Paul say? He said, follow me. And I mean this in my heart. Follow me as I follow Christ. A lot of people don't like that. They say, well, I ain't real, ain't no more than me. I ain't. That's the truth. I'm not no more than you. But I'm in charge. That's the difference. I'm in charge. And if I walk in the light, I want you in there too. We work together with Christ Jesus. And we got to walk together. No opinions. I tell you all the time, I don't want opinions in the church. Keep your opinions at home. Get the word. Get in the word. Let that word feed you and make you strong. Get the power of God's might. And we're going to walk all together. Never be no negativity in the church at no time. Everybody's going to be happy. When we can't wait till Sunday come to come and fellowship with God. That's the way it's supposed to be. Help us, Lord. Help us, Jesus. He say, mercy and peace. From who? The book tell me. I'm looking at the book from God the Father, and from Jesus Christ, who? The Son of the Father, in truth and love. Now, look, I keep saying it. I done said it 1,000 times, maybe. I say the word got to come through the Father and Son, and the Holy Ghost was sent here to verify what the Father and Son said. And there it is, right there in your eyes. You got it in your same Bible. I got it in my Bible. And the Holy Spirit, all this, it don't come up and give you something that ain't written in the Bible. It verifies what's written in the Bible. That's what the Holy Ghost does, verify what's written in the Bible. The Bible said in the beginning was what? The word was what? And the word was God. And how the Holy Ghost going to bring something else? Nothing. Solomon said the wisest man that ever will live beside Jesus Christ on this earth, he said there's nothing new under the sun. Ain't no scripture going to come up that ain't been revealed before. Everything come up already been revealed. And look what he said, Jesus Christ and the Father and truth. Just tell the truth. Is it wrong to tell the truth? Y'all help me. Y'all straighten me out, please. My Bible don't teach that. The lie. It said a lie won't tear in God's sight. Why do we lie so much and study confusion? Why do we do it? We can live a good, free life, y'all. A holy, undefiled life. Prosperous life. God will bless us to have a cup be running over if we just come together in the unity of God's Spirit. But we like to suffer. I don't. I suffered all my life. I want freedom now. And the way you get freedom is through Jesus Christ. Committing our ways to his ways, and he's going to order our footsteps. Now look what the word says. I rejoice. Now this John. Rejoicing about the good work that this lady doing and how her children and the descendants of her children how the word spread. Other words, we got to go in all the world and tell people how to live for God. We don't have a lot of that no more, do we? We just stay in the church most of the time now, huh? And we want to do things in the church so people can see us, right? You can just holler amen, it ain't going to hurt you. But the Lord told us to go out there in the highways and byways, and compel people to come. How I compel them? By treating them nice, building them up like they're kings and queens, telling little children how great they're going to be. That's the way you compel people to do. You don't get out there and find their faults and looking at their faults. Jesus never, I read a lot of scripture, he never come, nobody but those in leadership, and say, you did this and you did that. Only one he got on by that the ones that was well learned and the ones that wrote the law and talked about the law. Woe be unto you, scribes and Pharisees, you worship me with the lip, otherwise you talk too much. But your heart is far from me. Jesus don't preach at regular people. He just tell you to come follow me. That's all he say to you. whether you save or lost. He said, come follow me. But the world, they misunderstood him when he said, I'm going to tear this kingdom down in 3 days, I'm going to build it up again. See, they didn't have the wisdom to understand what he was saying. His kingdom on this earth, let that will be done on where? On earth as it is where? In heaven. God wants us to live in earth just like it is in heaven. People don't want to believe that. I don't know why. Look at the fight. It's prophesied. Look at all the countries fighting now. In the book of Revelation, it tells me God ain't going to use the saints. The saints are going to be taken out. And it's getting close now. And we ain't going to have to do nothing but stand back and see God. Judgment at hand. This is what he wants us to do and he wants us to see. So John telling us, look, that's why I got so much split in the church. One thing they better than the other one. The other one think they know more than the other one. But what you got to do is get together, you'll know more. If I listen at you, I can sit down and be quiet and listen at you. I'm learning. I'm taking notes from you. I'm taking notes from y'all. I ain't talking about no preacher. I'm talking about y'all. I'm taking notes from how y'all act, how you respond together, and then I'm just jotting them notes down. Now I got what you say, what the good you gave me, and the good I already got. And then I'm going to spread it back out. And it's going to start growing. That's how the church is built. The Lord said we have to go out two by two. Two by two and witness to it, all the people. But I know we get in that trend where we want to do it this way. That's Mr. So-and-so, Reverend So-and-so did it. He said, I rejoice greatly that I found that here. Now watch this, y'all. Walking in the truth. Walking in the truth. Did y'all hear that? Is that in y'all Bible? He said, I rejoice. I'm happy that I found my children, thy children, walking in what? The truth. That's in Jesus. It's the truth. I found that. What? I don't want to hear nobody. When I go places, I don't want to hear nobody say, Scott, that ain't no good. It upset me. I'm going to tell you like it is. I ain't lying. I ain't looking for no friendship, no buddies either. I don't want to go nowhere and say, Scott, that ain't no good. You better say they good or they growing or they can get a little better. But don't you criticize them. You upset me bad. I don't criticize a human on this earth. I expect people to follow me as I follow Christ. I expect that out of the congregation. So we, as Christians and believers in Christ Jesus, we got to learn how to love everything we see. I'm talking about people, whether they lost or found. If they lost, pat them on the back and try to stir them to Christ Jesus. Tell them the goodness of God and the peace and love and the mercy that God gives us. Sometimes it's hard for Christians to get along in. Y'all didn't know about that? Sometimes Christians can't get along. Y'all believe that? Now, we've been water baptized, blood washed, Holy Ghost filled, tongue speaking. And if you step on somebody's feet, they're going to go in tongue outside the door there. Just think about it. So when I get there where you getting to me, I'm going to go home and go in my closet and talk to God. Say, Lord, I can't take it no more. I can't take it no more. And if God don't hear me, I'm going to give my seat up. Let somebody else have it. I mean it. Because he told me to go tell the word, tell the truth, don't lie. Tell them the truth. Tell them just like I say. Don't add nothing to it. Don't take nothing away from it. Tell them. And that's all our job, not just mine. You got to witness. When you leave here, you should be witnessing everybody you see. And those that saved, just share it with them, fellowship call. And those that not saved, you got to witness to them. And you got a spirit of discernment in you so you know how to handle it. Rejoice greatly that I found you were doing good. It's an honor to say, you know, my children, they walking like God, say walk. Isn't that something to say? They walking just like God, say walk. They doing the thing that God has commissioned them to do. And they have received, watch this, and they have received the commandment from the Father. They doing what the Father said through the Son, Jesus. That's beautiful. How many people in here want to be cursed out, beat up, talked about? How many, raise your hand. Lied on. Well, why we do it to other folks? I can't understand it. To me, I grew up saying, whatever you sow, you reap. And to me, that in the reverse part of it, to me, if you don't sow it, you ain't got no money reaping it. You see, sometimes people want stuff that they ain't work for. They want to take and they'll take advantage of it. It ain't theirs. They didn't work for it, but they want it. Why? The Bible says if a man don't work, he don't eat. Why we do that? We know better. But we want to do it the way we want to do it. I'm telling you, aware and warn you, don't do it that way. Do it like the Bible says. And now I beseech thee. I'm big. I'm asking. I'm telling thee. Lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto thee. Listen good. But that which we had from what? The beginning. That we are what? No greater love than this, the man to do it, lay down his life for his friend. For his friend. On the day of Pentecost, thank y'all. You know what they did? The Bible say, read it, 6th chapter of Acts. He say, even the rich folks that come to the church on the day of Pentecost, they sold their possession. And the Bible say, and gave it to the people. And everybody that was in that church, watch it, was equal. Now, if I'm lying, I'm lying behind the Bible. Everybody was equal. Everybody was rejoicing. Everybody was filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. Everyone in the building. He's the same God, y'all. Same God. I worked for people that wasn't saved. They talk crazy to me. You know what I did? I'm telling you, I'm confessing. Thank God you let me confess it. You know what I did? I did my job, and I said, now go home, get out of my face, and I'm going to do it. And when you come back, if it ain't done, you can fire me. I mean it. Man, you crazy. I said, I'm crazy. Then fire me. If I can't do the job, just fire me. Then some want me to do favors for them. I said, you weren't trying to take my job? I don't do me like that. I don't do that. In other words, what I do, I can't say nothing if you do it. I can't say a thing. If I'm treating people like dogs, well, then when I see you doing it, I can't say a word. Because I'm the leader, and I'm treating them like a dog, then I'm going to fuss at you because you treat them like a dog. That's called a hypocrite. Well, we can't do it. We got to do it for God's sake. He begging us and consulting us to do the thing that he say do. Do it like he say. And say, I ain't got nothing new to give you. I'm just saying what my daddy gave me. There ain't nothing changed right now. It's the same word from the beginning with God. That was with God. Just do it like he say do it. Ain't no new commandment. Ain't no new, somebody the Spirit told me to tell you that don't do that to me. But that which is had from the beginning. That we love what? Is that true? I know that the Bible say, now this is the book. I ain't adding that, taking nothing away. The book say love one another. In spite of. I know some people hard to love. I ain't crazy. Don't think I'm crazy. It's some people hard to love. But if they walk in the righteousness of God, you better love them. You better love them. You better love them because God, he told me, 7th chapter of Matthew, don't judge nobody. Not one soul don't judge. He said, let the wheat and the tares grow together, and the day I do the separation. That ain't in the church no more. We like to point fingers in the church today instead of going by what the word say. This ain't no good, that ain't no good. Who told you it wasn't no good? The Bible said, don't judge others that you be not judged. Huh? Whatever measures you meet, going to be measured back to you again. We'll do ride the horse till his back bent in. And then when somebody get on your back, you want to get all out of proportion. Why is that? Help us, Lord. He says, not a new commandment. Y'all just love one another. See, love covers a what? And he says, see, when you continue my word, then you are my disciple. Watch this. Indeed. And ye shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. Continue my word. Stay in my word. Don't let anybody pull you out of my word. And you stay in my word, guess what? I'm going to bless you. I'm going to bless you just by staying in my word. Guess, parabolically speaking, Stephen was in the word. The first deacon chosen was in the word. And he wouldn't back up them people, the religious folks was trying to get him to back up. He would not back up until the Bible said they were beating on him and biting him when he was dying. And said before he died, he looked up to heaven. And the curtains of heaven opened up. And he seen Jesus standing up off his everlasting throne, his eternal rest, and hove over him. And he gave up the ghost and died. But one thing he said before he gave up the ghost, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. So when people torture you for no reason at all, God help you. Just talk to God. Talk to God, please. Talk to him. He'll straighten it out, because if you don't talk to him, there's going to be some trouble. I'm telling you, we had enough trouble now, so we don't need no trouble. So I'm just advising you to talk to God. Tell him everything. See, you ain't got to say all that stuff in here. That's not a place for it. But you can say it in a closet at your home while you're driving in your automobile. You can tell God whatever you want to tell him. And he hears. Nobody else hears, because if somebody else hears, they're going to say you did wrong or you did right or you didn't put this in, didn't put that in. You don't want to hear that. So go to yourself and talk to God and tell him everything. Don't leave nothing uncovered. And God going to wipe your slate again. Thank you, so you're already saved. You're already his children. You're already anchored in Christ. You already been locked in Jesus Christ through his precious blood by confessing and believing. And this is love. This is love, y'all. That we walk after what? His commandment. Now, it's not the 10 anymore. It's the 2 now. Love your fellow man, love God. Lord have mercy. That ain't hard at all. We just got 2 now. He took all that strain off of us. Because he said if you break one or just one of all of them, you're guilty of all of them. So he made it easy on us. Thank you, Lord. He fixes where we just, I got to love you and then love God. Man, you're going to get along. Because he give me, guess what he do? When I start loving one another, he give me wisdom, knowledge, and an understanding. He put that in me, and I can walk proud. Know why? Not because I'm something, but because he's something. And he looks beyond all our fault, and he see what we need. And we got to know and understand how God worked it on us. And I believe in my heart that if we walk with God, this will be the most peaceful and powerful, the holiest place on the face of this earth. I'm talking about the church, all church. If we walk in his commandment, they're not grievous. They're not grievous at all. But it's our committing to what God say do. And look what he say, that as ye have heard from the beginning, watch this, you ought to walk in them. You ought to walk in them. Romans say, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? He said, God forbid that foolishness. And then in the Roman, in the 10th chapter of Roman, I want to read this to you. Because, see, we need to know that. And I'm going to give it to you just like now. Watch what the Bible say. Brethren, that means the whole body of Christ. Brother, that's everybody in the church. That's born in the church. Brethren, my heart desire, what's in me, I want everybody right. I want everybody perfect. My desire that, what? And pray, huh? To God, for who? We got to take one another before God. Take ourselves and then take other people before God and tell God to bless us and keep us and help us to be saved if you're not saved. But if you're saved, Lord, give me the power of your might now so I can walk in the light as you in the light. And I won't be stumbling and falling. Every time you look at me, I'm going to be standing firm. And this, but this is what he say. If you don't go really to God, this is what he say going to happen. For I bear them record, the church, the one believers in Christ, that they have a what? A zeal. But not, listen good now, but not according to what? Knowledge. It ain't what the Bible say. You know what the Bible say. It's, look, we know, everybody in here know. How many people here know, ain't heard the 23rd Psalm? Everybody here heard the 23rd Psalm. It ain't hard. He said, the Lord is. Who's shepherd? Well, why we don't treat him like he our shepherd? Huh? He our shepherd, he said. He can lay me down and then he can wake me up, can't he? If I'm hungry, he can feed me because he's my shepherd. I'm his sheep. So whatever we need, he got it, huh? 24th number, son, so the earth is the Lord and the fools thereof, world, they that were. Well, they ain't all that belong to God, and we know that. But why we go elsewhere? That's what amazed me. We go somewhere else for it. Instead of just trusting God, he opened doors that people don't have keys to get in. When he gave Peter the key, he didn't say for one door. In that new city, and we close, in that new city, say it got 12 gates. In the new city, it got 12 angels at each gate, 12 pearly gates. When we get to the gate, y'all, anybody ever been to Walmart? When you come up to the door, if you've been anchored and saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, when you step up to the gate gonna open up for you. Now, if it don't open, you better, the Bible says you're gonna be weeping and gashing the teeth. Just go into the city rejoicing, giving God the praise, saying hallelujah, because today is when you get your name in the Lamb Book of Life. If your name is not in the Lamb Book of Life, we extend that privilege right now that you can come and give God the praise, give God the glory, give him the honor.
Something or involved in something that you thought you was right. Your conscience didn't bother you,
What folks said about you didn't bother you. How folks felt about you didn't bother you. Because you wanted to go on with your own life because you thought it was right. But that's the way I was. Then after a while you find out that you were just as wrong. And all the time you've been thinking you was right. You know how you can feel then? How embarrassed you can be knowing that everybody else knew it all the time. It used to be a time in my life when folk would talk about me and say ugly things and mean things about me falsely. It would make me so mad. But one day I will read my Bible and I saw where Jesus had it turned the other way. For he said, when men shall revive you and say all manner of evil against you falsely, he said, that ain't the time to get mad. He said, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Jesus said, love those that hate you. Pray for them that despiteful use you. He said, do good for evil. Oh, if you follow Jesus, he had you going right all the time. He said, when they ask you to go a mile, go two. He said, Christians should always be on the good side of life. And I'm glad to know reading God's Bible is showed me the life. And that's why we want to tell you again. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m., our morning worship service at 11 a.m., Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, you can write us at 2627 Willow Glen Road, Alexandria, Louisiana,